What's going on, STR Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the From the Host podcast. I am your host, Mike Shogren, here with my co-host, Mike Riley. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing great. Doing great. Topic today is, when should I quit my job and go full-time with Airbnb?
So, good topic, man. Real good topic. I like this one. So most people that apply to the mastermind, not everybody, but the majority of people that apply to the mastermind are looking to go full-time with real estate, right? Have that financial freedom, get out of their job, have more control over their time, all the benefits of that stuff, right? And the first question, if that is your goal, the first question that you need to ask yourself is, what is my freedom number? Okay. And essentially what that means is like, how much money do I need to make consistently in order to maintain my current lifestyle? Like, what is my mortgage or my rent? What is my car payment? What's my insurance? What are my utilities? How much are groceries? Like, you need to know this stuff, because otherwise you're shooting in the dark, right? You're throwing darts and you have no idea. So step one, and I know this does not sound sexy at all, is you got to know your numbers, like, personally. So like, get in the habit each month for a while of just like going through your bank statement. You can just literally, you know, export it to an Excel document and just like go through it and create a little profit and loss statement. All that means is like, how much money am I bringing in? What were my expenses? What's left over? Okay. And if I'm going to maintain that, how much do I need to bring in? But like, you need to know that first. Like, that's the foundation, right? Like, that is your target. And then it's like, okay, cool. Then people are like, the other thing that people throw at me is like, yeah, but then I got to pay for health insurance. Like, it's this, you even said that to me. And I was like, all right, let me bring you off the ledge here. So the reality is like, I think for myself, so me, my wife and my son, I think I pay like 900 something a month for our family. Right. So like, okay, 900 a month, that's one co-host deal or like a fraction of a property that you own. It's like, you can just build that right in. Right. And then it's like taxes. Okay, cool. Factor in an extra, I don't know, look at whatever your actual salary is from your job, and then look at how much you actually take home. It is a fraction of your actual salary, right? Because all those taxes come out. So like, budget, depending on what your income level is, just budget an extra 20% on top. Yep. Realistically, you could even go as low as 15, because the beauty is when you own your own business now, like, you get a lot more write-offs. Like, this whole space is a write-off. My truck's a write-off. My wife's car's a write-off. My utilities in here, a portion of that's a write-off. Like, there's a lot of things that you can write off through the business to reduce your tax liability at the end of the year. Right? That's one of the beauties of owning a business. And then on top of that, you've got all the real estate that's going to give you a bunch of write-offs. Right? I don't want to go down like the whole tax rabbit hole, but just keep that in mind. Right? So the first thing is to know your numbers. Because there's a difference between financial independence and financial freedom, right? Like, the way that I would define that is like, financial independence, maybe even a third level, we could call it like abundance, right? So like, financial independence means like, you're bringing in enough money to cover your living expenses and some extra to like, you're not starving and you're getting by on your own with your own business. Like, I would consider that financial independence. Like, you're in the driver's seat now. Financial freedom is when you take it to that next level and like, you can do things that you want to do, like fly to Nashville and go to this conference without even thinking about it, right? Like, you can go visit your family whenever you want, right? So like, it's living a good lifestyle. And then you have abundance, where it's like, you can do whatever the hell you want. Like, hey, Riley, you want to go play Pebble Beach next week? Cool. Like, I'm going to send a jet and like pick you up. Like, that's true abundance. Like, you can do whatever the hell you want. So like, depending on what level you want to get to, just think through, what's my current situation? What does that number look like? What's my ideal situation? And what's that number look like? And the reality is, guys, like, if you actually do the research and pencil out like, all right, I want to travel 4 times a year, 12 times a year, whatever it is. Okay, well, how much realistically would that cost me? It's probably a lot less than you actually think. Mm-hmm. I did this exercise probably 4 or 5 years ago at this point, and I was shocked. Of like, I was like throwing crazy shit down. I was like, it's actually not as much as I thought it would be to like have a pretty baller lifestyle. So go through that exercise. And then the next thing is like, all right, how much should I have in reserves before I leave? Right. And so that's honestly a personal question for yourself. I'd recommend at least 3 months. I think 3 months, like if you already have a consistent income stream. So like once you hit that number every single month, okay, then give it an extra 3 months to just bankroll the whole thing and then leave. Right. Cause then if you've been doing this for a little while, 6, 12, 24 months, whatever, like you're starting to get a feel of like, all right, I've got some seasonality to my business or whatever, you get a feel for that. And it's like, okay, if stuff goes sideways, like, okay, 3 months is a good cushion for me, or 6 months, like, I don't think you need to have 12 months to quit your job. Cause the other reality is like, once you do quit and you go full time, how much faster can you grow this thing when you are actually solely focused on this? Right. Realistically, it's going to happen a lot faster if you're dedicating all of your time to this. So those are a few of the things that I would consider. And then ask yourself, like, am I interested or am I committed to making this happen? There's a very big distinction between the two, right? So if you commit to it, give yourself a date and then just do it. And do your best not to push the date back. Like I've kicked Riley in the ass a few times on this, and Petsy and Daryl and some other people in the group that have left their jobs. Like they hit their numbers and then they're like, I don't know, maybe I'll stay a little longer. And I'm like, all right, man, it's your goal, whatever. But like you hit your numbers, like you're there. Like, what are you waiting for? Right. But that you will go through that point when you reach your number and you're like, wow, this is real now. You're going to have, most likely you'll have that internal fear of like leaving for most people. That's normal. Right. That's why it's important to have like mentors and a peer group and like be part of a mastermind that'll like encourage you and be like, dude, that's just your fears. Like you've done these things. You have this cushion. Like you've got this established business now, like take the leap. Right. And it just gives you that extra confidence to keep moving forward.
Yep. Yep. A couple of things here too that I wrote down. First is when you're tracking your expenses, your personal expenses, there's a couple of ways you can do it. I mean, there's so many Google, you know, templates out there that you can put budgets together. I use mint.com. So mint.com, you can connect your bank accounts and everything like that. And I know you've used it in the past too. It's a good way to just see, and they track like your last, I think it's 6 months or more. So you can see how much you've been spending, but also like make sure you're putting in there what you're budgeting for investing every month. You know, what do you want to set aside for profit every month? So just make sure that that's in there, and you don't have to, like on that side, you don't have to necessarily do that before you leave your job, but just know that like going forward, you're going to invest however much you want, let's say $5,000 a month in, you know, four investments. And then also we have heard a lot of people say, oh, I'm not very good at accounting. It's too bad.
Yeah, you know, suck it up. Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah.
I think accounting just sounds complicated. It's not. It's like, okay, how much money did I bring in and how much money went out and where did it go? Like, that's all it is. Like,
That's it. It really is as simple as that. It's not accounting. It's not personal finance. It's just like what's coming in, what's going out. It's very, very simple. And a lot of people get scared. There's so many tools now that can help you do it.
I honestly just used to use a simple Google sheet, man, every month. And it helped me, like a lot of my stuff's on auto pay now, but like before when I didn't have a lot of that stuff, it was just like, I just had a annual sheet by column. So it's like January, February, March, April. And I just listed all my expenses in the dates that they were due. Mm-hmm. And then I added like lines in there for like groceries and gas and landscaping and all the other stuff with home ownership. But like, I would just fill it in every month as I was paying bills and checking it off. And, you know, at the end of the year, then you can see the average and the totals of like, here's, I can run a formula. Here's on average, how much I spent on this. Yep. On average, I spent on this, and here's what I spent for the year. Right. And I don't like doing it. I don't, but like, it just gives you so much clarity. Like it just gives you clarity on like, here's how much I need and here's how much I want to get to. So like, it gives you more mental freedom than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. And then discussing that with, if you got a significant other as well, like discussing that with them so that they know as well. Yeah. And you're both on the same page. So, another thing I wrote down here is a little hint. Most people don't, like we talked about it, but most people don't do this. Our parents,
I have no idea. Like, I don't know where the money goes.
Yeah, that sucks. Exactly.
You should probably figure it out.
Figure it out first. But yeah, I'm broke. I can't afford a new house. I can't afford this. Can't afford that. Like, well, track it. You want to change it, track it. But I mean, our parents used to use envelopes, right? Like envelopes for groceries, envelope, you know, they would put the cash in the envelope and it's set aside every single month for groceries, for the electric bill, for all the utilities, for everything. And now, you know, we have everything on a debit card in a bank account or on a credit card. Like we need to track it as well. So yeah, that was all I wrote down. And then obviously it's the same thing on the business side, like per property, have a P&L statement for each property. You need that to make sure that, you know how much you're spending on, you know, the software, the insurance, the exterminator. Cause that once you collect all that stuff and you mentioned it earlier, you get to write off a hell of a lot of it as a small business owner. That's one of the great things about being a small business owner and the tax code that's, that we have in America is we get all these write-offs because we are making our community better by being a small business owner. We are making our country better by being a small business owner. So we get these tax write-offs for that so that we can grow our business and we can invest in the community. We can give back. So know your, have a P&L for your personal life, have a P&L for your business expenses. And you know, once you get those things and you know your numbers, like it's just, was it Steve Harvey jump?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And one other little bonus tip is start tracking your net worth. If you're not doing that either, again, like I use Mint, it's super easy. It's connected to all my bank accounts, all my investments. I put all my property values in there and it just, I look at it at least once a week, usually like daily. It's just part of my system. So start treating your personal finances like you would a business, right? So just looking at your numbers, pretend that if you don't have a team yet, like I meet with my team every week and we review all the numbers weekly. If you don't have that team yet, just get in the habit of meeting with me, myself, and I on Mondays or Fridays or Wednesday, whatever day, and like just reviewing your numbers. Because if you do it every week, it's going to take you a lot less time than if you're trying to do it once a month. Because you're just updating it weekly. All right. So that's my little bonus tip for you guys. Hopefully you got some value out of this. Again, if you have not gotten your tickets yet to the SDR Wealth Conference, I don't know what you're waiting for. They're only getting more expensive and they're going fast. So their prices are going up. If they haven't already, probably by the time this airs, they've gone up another $200. But go to sdrwealthconference.com. It will be the best investment that you make in yourself this year, bar none, for the price point. You know, it's, I think they're at $797 now for 3 days to go down there and meet and network with some of the best operators in the industry. If you were going to pay all the speakers that are going to be on stage to coach you, it would be well over $100,000, well over $100,000, because most of them do have programs, myself included. And I guarantee you it will be well over $100,000 and you're going to get that for less than $800. So do it. Go to sdrwealthconference.com, grab your tickets, and do it soon. One, because the tickets are going fast, but two, like the flights and the accommodations are getting really slim. They're like slim pickings right now because it's also the week of the CMAs down in Nashville.
Yeah.
So like I even just booked my flights like 2 weeks ago and I was like, oh, I'll be good. And then I was like, wow, my options are really small right now. So
yeah. It's the biggest week in Nashville. And Nashville, guys, if you haven't been to Nashville,
It's sick.
I lived there for almost 3 years. It's my favorite city in the country.
And it's awesome. It's a really
cool travel. So it's a hell of a time in Nashville. So, you know, the conference is going to be great and Nashville is going to be good too. So
100%. Well, hope you guys got some value out of this. If you're liking the podcast, do us a favor, leave us a review and share it out with people that are trying to get going or grow and scale in this industry. You know, we're putting together a ton of content every single week to try and give you guys as much value as possible. If you want to give us a thanks, all you got to do is just leave us a review. It just helps us get the message out to more people. So we truly appreciate it if you guys could do that for us. So that's it, everybody. Hope you have an amazing week and we'll see you guys soon. Hey, STR Nation, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. And in the comments, let us know what topics you want us to cover on upcoming episodes, and we'll make sure to get that in the books for you. And if you really want to learn how to launch, automate, and scale your short-term rental business, if you want to go deeper, then check out our free masterclass at strsecrets.com.